We're in the mission in Chavvav and Aleph. Shlosha prokim bashona, kohanim nosim is papayim arba panim yom. 3 times a year, the kohanim say nesias kapayim 4 times a day. The shachris, the musaf, the mincha, the ne'ila shorim. Shachris, musaf, mincha, and the ne'ila shorim. And the Gemara in Yuma, Shaila, what ne'ila shorim means, either means the time that they close the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, for the time that in Shomayim the gates are closed. And there's also machlokas what Ne'ilah is, if it's another Shmone Esrei, or it's just an extra tefillah but not a complete Shmone Esrei. When are these times? B'Tanios, on the Tanios. Pashas is going on the last seven Tanios, when it's full day Tainus for everybody, in other words, night and day. Those taniyos, uva mamados, which the Gemara is going to explain what mamados are, uva yom kippurim, and on Yom Kippur. Those are the 3 prokim, when the kohanim are nosei kapayim 4 times, and the Gemara is going to ask, is there a ne'ilah then on all these times? Or what's it called? Are all these 4 times apply to each of these 3 occasions? That the Gemara will speak about. Now the Gemara says, Elohim Ma'amados. So since it mentioned Ma'amados, what is Ma'amados? Lufisha Ne'amar, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, Es Korboni Lachmi, V'chiheach Korbono Shalodim Korvi, you know, Omin Al-Gabav. Right? They have to bring a Korban Sibur. And how is it possible that a Korban should be brought and the person who's bringing it shouldn't be standing there? So there have to be Shluchim of Klal Yisrael who are standing by the Korban. The Iskinu Nevi'im HaRishonim, Esrim v'arboa mishmoros, so the Vim HaRishonim, which is David and Shlomo, were misaken 24 shifts of Kohanim. I'll call mishmoro mishmor ha'yamaimed b'Yerushalayim shol Kohanim shol Levim v'shol Yisraelim. Here is mashmor, the maimed included Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, and many of the Rishonim and Achronim say that the maimed included Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, but not for the same thing. The Kohanim were part of the Mishmar that were over the Karbonos, and the Levim said the Shira, and the Yisraelim were there to stand by and say Tfilos to represent Klal Yisrael by the Karbonos. So there weren't necessarily Kohanim and Levim in the Maimed itself. They were part of the greater Maimed of the Makar of those Karbonos. But the Maimed itself, which was, the Gemara is going to explain, the Mishnah is going to explain, people got together and got together in the shuls or whatever and such special tefillahs and special Kriyas HaTorah, that could be only Israel. So he gives mana Mishmar Lalos, and that shift came, it's time to go to Yerushalayim. Kohanim and Levim all in Yerushalayim. The Kohanim and Levim went up to Yerushalayim. The Israel Shabbos, so Mishmar Miskansim Lorehem, the Karim Maisa Bereshis, and the Israelim of that Mishmar, so some went up to Yerushalayim, and the ones that didn't go to Yerushalayim, meaning the ones that were far away from Yerushalayim, or the ones that were too old to go up to Yerushalayim, according to others, they would gather together in their own cities, and they would have a Maimid in the city itself. And I think the reason for this Maimid is that not everybody saw the Yisraelim who represented them standing by the Korban. So they had these Yisraelim in each one in their city who reminded them that there were other Yisraelim in Yerushalayim standing by the Korban representing them. The Korim of Maisa Bereshis, part of the Maimid was they would read Maisa Bereshis. The Anshei HaMaimid HaYimusanim Arba Yom B'Shavua, and they would fast 4 days a week. Yom Beis Ad Yom Chamishi, Monday to Thursday. The Loha Yimusan Erev Shabbos, when they covered a Shabbos, didn't fast on Friday because they covered Shabbos. The Loha Echad the Shabbos, Kadesh Lo Yetzu Menucha, the only Gligia, the Tainus Yamusu. They didn't fast on Sunday, they shouldn't go from the contrast of Shabbos immediately to a fast day, that it's a Sakana. So that's Bezrashi, Beshlosha Prokin, the Musan, the Farish Bimara. Ne'ila Shorim, Nefurish B'brochos Yerushalmi, B'terek Tfilas HaShachar, Emosai Ne'ila, what is Ne'ila Shorim? Yesh Omrim Ne'ila Shari Mikdash, the time when they close the Shorim of the Mikdash. The Yesh Oren, the Ilah Shari Shamayim, Shenoalim Osom Le'es Ered, Bigmar Tfila, that the heavenly gates close when they finish their davening. The Noagin Holish Pao Tfilas Ne'ilah, Bechol Tanesa. Rashi says they had a minig to daven Tfilas Ne'ilah by all the Tanesim, Kederesh Mishpalim B'Yom HaKippurim, just like we daven on Yom Kippur. And there's machlokas which Tanesim specifically. Some say all of the Tanesim, even the ones that weren't full day, day and night. Some say only the middle ones and the last ones, by Gishamim, and some say only the last ones. Elohim Amados, Hamisanim Mispalim Beorehim, Shiskabu Barotsim Korban Achem Kidlakamon. The people who fasted would daven that the korbanos should be accepted Barotsim. The Vishanemar Tzavis Bnei Israel, Shatomid Bomin Ashkalim shall call Israel. The Korban Atomid was the bialim of that korban was all of Klal Yisrael, came from the shkalim of all of Klal Yisrael. The Yefshish you call Yisrael omdim al gavei korban. It's impossible every all Klal Yisrael should be there representing themselves. Uminu mamados liosun koma. Therefore, they appointed mamados to be the shluchim to stand by the korban and represent Klal Yisrael. And what we learn from the pasuk, it says as korboni lachmi liishai. Reach Nichochi Kishmeru. There has to be Mishmaros standing there and seeing that the carbon is brought for the sake of all of Klal Yisrael. The Nevi'im Arishonim, Shmuel the David, Bigmar Mefarish. The Nevi'im Arishonim were Shmuel and David, others say David and Shlomo. I'll call Mishmar, Arba the Esra Mishmaros Shal Kohanim Hoy. There were 24 shifts of Kohanim. Each one served for a week and then they, came back again. A second week, over the year. Shmuel and David Tikkun. Shmuel and David instituted these mishmaros. The Alkol Mishmar Hayamaimid Birushalayim. For every mishmar there was a maimid. Shekvuim va'omdim v'ir va'omdim al korban acheim. Right? And so the Yisraelim went up also to Yerushalayim, and they comprised the maimid when the Kohanim and Levim did their part of bringing the korbanos. Vad Elu Hadorim Yerushalayim, aside from the ones who lived in Yerushalayim or could easily get to Yerushalayim, Hayu Mamados Bechol Ir She Israel Nechlechu Lechavtal Mamados Keneged Arba V'Yesur Mishmaros. That Klal Yisrael was also split into 24 shifts Keneged the 24 Mishmaros, and the Jews who couldn't get to Yerushalayim, the Israelim, would gather together in their cities and be part of the Maimid when their shift came up. That was the Maimid in Yerushalayim. And then there was a Maimid of Yisraelim who couldn't get to Yerushalayim, were too far away, or too old, or whatever. They had a Maimid in each and every one city. Kohanim Levim, Shal Mishmar Hayu Olim Yerushalayim, Kohanim Lavodo, Levim Lashir. And Kol HaMamados Hayu Kfuim Yerushalayim, Lamod Al Korban Acheim. Right, so the Maimid was comprised of the Kohanim and Levim who actually made the Korbanos, and Yisraelim who stood by and said Tfilos they should miskabel, and they also read from the Torah. The Hashara Yimiskansin Yorehim Mispal Na Korban Acheim Shiskabel Baratza Misanin, and they used to fast 4 days a week. And Motziim Sefer Torah Biyom Tanis, when they would take out the Sefer Torah and they would read from the Sefer Torah. Okay, the Korim b'Maisa Bereishis, the Gemara Mefarish Taina. The Gemara explained why they read Maisa Bereishis. What does that do with Korbanos? So now B'Yom HaRishon. So what did they read on the first day of the Maimid? They would read Bereishis and V'Yehi Rakia, those two paragraphs. V'Sheni Yehi Rakia V'Yakovu Hamayim. V'Shlishi Yakovu Hamayim V'Yehi Ma'oros. V'Ravi Yehi Ma'oros V'Yishutzu Hamayim. The Chamishi Yishutzu Amayim V'Totzei Oretz, the Shishi V'Totzei Oretz V'Yechulul Hashemayim. So that's what they read on each day. Parsha Gedola, if the Parsha was a Parsha Gedola, and the Gemara discussed what's a Parsha Gedola, Korin Oso B'Shnayim, then two people got Aliyahs in that Parsha. V'Aktana V'Yochid, and the smaller one was one person. They gave three Aliyahs, right? And Parsha Gedola they split to two, and a Parsha Ketana, one person read. B'shachris, b'musav, u'v'mincha, nichnosin v'korin al pihim, k'korin eshma. Right, that was in Shacharis. Musaf and Mincha, the Shabbos on which it was going on, they would get together and they wouldn't read from a Sefer Torah, but they read Baal Peh. It's like we read Shema, we don't read it from a Sefer Torah, we read it Baal Peh. So Shabbos went, which of these, Shacharis, Musaf or Mincha, they read Baal Peh. Erev Shabbos, the Mincha, lo hayuch nechassim, they covered a Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Mincha time, they didn't gather together. There was no maimed in the Beis HaKnesses. There's no Kriyas HaTorah, no maimed because of Kavod Shabbos. Rashi, the Yom HaRishon Shel Shavua Karin Bereishis Parsha Rishona UParsha Shehirakia. The Fisha Ein BeParshas Bereishis Levada Test Psukim. Parsha over here means a paragraph. The first paragraph in Bereishis only has what's it called? There's not nine psukim. Kedei Kriyas Koin Levi Yisrael Lechein Kula. So if there was more than if there was wasn't enough psukim in that paragraph, they read the next paragraph too. The fisher of the parshas totseoritz ain boy lishmona psukim. The fisher chomer vayichulu, because in the parsha of the totseoritz is only eight psukim, so they can't split it into three aliyahs. So they read the next paragraph too, the whole paragraph of vayichulu. Parsha gedola sheba parsha salalu. Where the parsha was a big parsha, big paragraph, meaning it had at least six psukim, they split it to two aliyahs. So, kigon parsha rishon l'shel bereishis, yesh ba chamisha psukim, has five psukim. So they read it for two. How? Why you koron also b'shnayim, kid amri migmar. The Gemara explains how they got six psukim out of five. Right? The Gemara says two possibilities, a machlokas. How to have two aliyahs with only five psukim. Yehirakiya be'echad. Yehiraki only had three psukim. They read it with one aliyah. Uviyom Hasheni on Monday. Yehirakiya be'echad. Yikavu b'shnayim. Yehirakiya is a small parasha, so they read that one aliyah. And Yikavu, two people, sheish b'hei psukim. Again, they had five psukim. And they split it and made six psukim out of it. Uviyom Hashlishi. Yikavu be'echad she'ein bo elahei psukim v'yehim ma'oros b'shnayim she'ish bo vav psukim. On the third day, so the first parasha had five psukim, they didn't have to make two aliyahs out of it, because the next parasha had six psukim. So the five psukim they read for one aliyah, and the six psukim they split into two. The Koran also afiyam kol achad echad b'fnei atzmo. They didn't lane it the tzibor, but everybody read that parasha to himself. Uboy b'gmora maiko amar. First it said they read from the Sefer Torah. Now it says they read it to themselves. Right? So the Gemara explains which of the tefillos they got laid from the Sefer Torah and which of them they said it by themselves. Parsha ben Ne'ilah leka, and they didn't lay by Ne'ilah. Kol yom sheyesh, we didn't get it yet, said Rashi. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, ein maimed v'shachris. When there was Hallel, so there was no Maimed B'Shachris. It wasn't a Maimed means that they didn't say those extra special tefillahs, but they did stand there by the Korban. But they didn't have time to say the extra tefillahs because they had to say Hallel. So whenever there was Hallel, a day that was Hallel, there was no Maimed B'Shachris. Korban Musaf, ain't been Ne'ilah. When there was a Korban Musaf, then there was no Maimed by Ne'ilah. They skipped the Mincha that was, but not by Ne'ilah. Korban Eitzim, and the Gemara discussed what Korban Eitzim was, ain be Mincha. Like Korban Eitzim, there wasn't a maimed by Mincha, and a Korban Eitzim is something that individuals bring. So some say it's only those individuals weren't part of the maimed by Mincha because they were busy with their Korban Eitzim. And others say no, that out of deference to the people who were bringing the Korban Eitzim, there was no maimed for anybody Mincha time. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo ben Azai, kacha yo Rabbi Yeshua shone. Rabbi Azai said, Rabbi Yeshua held differently. Korban Musaf ein be Mincha. If there was a Korban Musaf, then there was no maimed by Mincha, not by Ne'ilah. And Korban Eitzim ein be Ne'ilah. And when there was a Korban Eitzim, then there wasn't a maimed by Ne'ilah, but there was one by Mincha. Chaz Rabbi Akiva yo shone ben Azai. And Rabbi Akiva retracted and he held in the end like ben Azai. Rashi, Kol Yom Sheish Bo Halal Ein Bo Maimed B'Shachris Osen Shoyu B'Yushalayim lohayim ispal nor korban acheim sheish bo halel lefisha ein lohen pnai lasos mamodem. They didn't have time to read those extra tefillas, but they did stand there by the korban. Shekorin is a halel because they had to read halel. Me'halel lo yudokin is a maimit because of halel they pushed off the maimit from shachris. Korban musaf yom sheish bo korban musaf birushalayim ein maimit b'neila birushalayim. There was no maimit by neila. The Cholshkin by Mincha Hasmucha the Musaf. And Rashi says in Cholshkin there wasn't a Maimed by Mincha. There wasn't even time for a Maimed by Ne'ila, surely not for Mincha, which is close to Musaf. Tishohayu through them by Musaf, they were busy with the Musaf. Sheyeshbo Lahakri Behemos Yosem Yitomid Shu Echot. By Musaf they brought many more animals than they brought for the Korban HaTomid, which was only one animal. So Ein Lecha Musaf below Shtei Behemos. The minimum by a Musaf was two animals. The lo hayolam pnai klal, right? They never any time. Shakohanim shol ma'im etrudim b'musaf. The kohanim were busy bringing the carpet. The Yisrael shabahen hayu trudim lachdov etzim v'lishol ma'im, and the Yisraelim were busy helping the kohanim. The doch afilu ma'im din ila. Therefore, they were so busy. Not only didn't they have a ma'im at mincha time, they didn't have a ma'im at nila either. Korban etzim. The Gemara mafarish could go on echad mitezmanim. Right, the Gemara is going to explain when did they bring Korban Eitzim. There were set 9 times during the year when there were individuals or families that brought Korban Eitzim. Korban Eitzim means literally they brought wood for the Mizbeach, and from that wood they burned some of it on the Mizbeach like a korban. Also Yom Shoyabo Korban Eitzim Afilo Lohayabo Musaf, even on those days when they brought a Korban Eitzim, even if there wasn't a Korban Musaf on those days, They pushed off the maimed of mincha. They used to bring the korban etzim before mincha, and they were busy with it, so they didn't have time for the maimed. And again, it's machlokas rishonim whether it's only the people who brought the korban etzim, who happened to be part of the maimed, they were exempt, or the entire maimed was bottled. The docha maimed has somachlo, v'lo shal ne'ila. The time of first of Mar. We'll explain the reason for each of these. Okay, now the Gemara explains what's Korban Eitzim. Zman atse kohanim v'ha'am. Right, there was a time when kohanim or the regular Yisraelim brought Korban Eitzim tisha. There were 9 times during the year. Ve'echad b'nisan b'nei Aruch ben Yehuda. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bnei Aruch ben Yehuda, they're the ones that brought Korban Eitzim. The Esrin the Tammuz, Bnei David ben Yehuda. The Chamisha Ba'av, Bnei Parush ben Yehuda. The Shiva Bo, on the 7th day of Av, Bnei Yonoda ben Rechid. Ba'asara Bo, Bnei Sina ben Binyamin. 10th of Av was Sina ben Binyamin. The Chamisha Asar Bo, Bnei Zesu ben Yehuda. The Imohem, Kohanim, Ulevim. The Chomi Shatov B'Shifto, and anybody who didn't know which Shevet he was from or whatever would bring the Korban Eitzim together with Bnei Zesu Ben Yehuda. Ubnei Gon De Eli, Ubnei Kotze Ktzios. And they also together with them were the family of Gon De Eli and Kotze Ktzios, and the Gemara explained who they were. The Esrimbo on the 20th day of Av was Bnei Pachas Moa Ben Yehuda. The Esrin, the Elul, Bnei Adin, Ben Yehuda. The Echad, the Teves, Shavu, Bnei Parush, Nia. And the first of Teves, the family of Parush, who brought before, now brought a second time. The Echad, the Teves, and Echad, the Teves, Lohaya Bo Maimit. There wasn't a Maimit at all. Why? Shahaya Bo Halo, was Rosh Chodesh. So they, what's it called, Hanukkah also. So they, what's it called, it was Hanukkah, that's what it was Hallel, because Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. So there was no Maimid, because it was Hallel, so there was no Maimid B'Shachris, B'Musaf, and there was a Korban Musaf, and there was a Korban Eitzim. So it was Docha, all of the Mamados for that day. Rashi, Zman Atse Kohanim V'Ha'am, Shemisnagin Eitzim. People who donate wood to the Mizbeach brought part of that wood is a korban on the day that they brought the wood. Tisha be'elu ates manim hoya kohanim ve'am misnagdim lahavi etzim. These were the 9 times in the year when they brought korban etzim. V'hayu makrivin korban osu hayom. Even if there were a lot of wood, they instituted that these people should bring them, because when there was no wood for the Mizbeach, these people brought them in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they were zocha to every year be able to bring on that day. When they came back and started the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, this mishpacha was the first one to bring wood on Echad Benisa. The Sipik when they ate some a cup of Tammuz, they had enough wood till the 20th of Tammuz. And then the other mishpacha brought wood. So since these people brought wood when they didn't have any wood, they were zocha that from then on, every year on that date, they would bring a korban, even if there was wood in the chambers of the storehouses, they got to bring more. Shisnagu b'nei David, Aruch Shmuel u'mishevet Yehuda hayu. Okay. B'nei David, mishpachas David HaMelech. They were part of David HaMelech's family. Sina ben Binyamin, Zesu ben Yehuda, b'nei Govi Eli u'b'nei Kotzik Tzios, mishpach achas. They were all one family. Sina ben Binyamin, Zesu ben Yehuda, b'nei Govi Eli u'b'nei Kotzik Tzios, the Gemara in the forest, Amei Mikru Hachi. The Gemara will explain why they get these nicknames. B'nei Adin Be'echa B'tevo, Shavu B'nei Parashnia, Shavu B'nei Parashnia, right? And on Echa B'tevo, this family of Parush came already a second time. The Gemara in the forest, Amei Kovul and Eilu Asmanim. The Gemara will explain why these times were set aside for bringing carbonation for these specific families. Be'echa B'tevo, Shehayu Rosh Chodesh V'chanaka, Lohayu B'maimeth. Because it had all the reasons to push off the Maimon. It had Halo, Korban Musaf, Korban Eitzim. And therefore it was pushed off completely.